You may notice, as you continue on this journey into form and the journey of awakening, that the essence of this journey is one of alignment. The experience of knowing yourself to be who you really are, whilst still experiencing the dream of separation, perhaps more accurately described as the nightmare of separation, is one of alignment. In any given moment, where is your alignment? If you are aligned with the ego, believing yourself to be this human character, then that creates one experience. If you are aligned with the inner being, remembering and knowing yourself to be the infinite and eternal expression of Great Spirit, then that creates another experience, a much more blissful and enjoyable experience. And so, when those religious teachers and sages speak of enlightenment, perhaps what they really mean is alignment. The journey to enlightenment is a journey to alignment. And perhaps, as seen from a human perspective, alignment may seem more achievable than enlightenment. And we would say they are the same thing. Remembering that you are Great Spirit, having this experience. And so, whenever there is alignment with the human perspective, if one can firstly remember, rather than believe how the human self is feeling and making significant what seems to be occurring, either internally or externally, just to remember and say, "Ah, I'm believing something here," and just to turn away from that human perspective and towards the inner being's perspective, to flip the coin so that the experience then seems very different. Because when you know yourself to be Great Spirit, there is nothing that can trouble you, because you are everything, and whatever seems to happen in the illusion is unimportant. It is just the story unfolding, and everything that unfolds makes a contribution. It offers the opportunity to expand one's awareness and to remember that you are not who you have been believing yourself to be, this human character. You are much more. And this is the answer for the human self whenever it faces what it would describe as difficulties or challenges. There is nothing the human self needs to do other than remember, "Ah, this is not how it seems. This is not significant. This is just the story unfolding." And so, the expansion of awareness is really the awareness of the alignment in the present moment. In each present moment, what is the perspective? What is the dominant perspective? Because there will always be the two perspectives available in any given moment. Which one is creating the experience in the moment? And this is how you are able to influence, choose, how to live in the world of form. Through awareness of your alignment in every given moment. In every moment, who are you being? Are you being human character or Great Spirit? And it is a choice.